Chapter 2, in which Mr. Pickwick makes a proposition, engages a servant, and a friend suffers for love.
An enchanting garden, Miss Wardle. Oh, look, here's a cool and secluded arbor. I feel a little weak. Let us sit on the seat together.
But my watering pot is not empty, Mr. Tupman.
Damn the pot! Come here! Oh! Miss Wardle, you are an angel.
Oh, men are such deceivers.
No, there lives a being who will be content to devote his whole existence to your happiness.
Oh, could such an individual be found?
But he is found. He is here, Miss Wardle. Oh, let us embrace.
Yes. No, no, we may be overlooked.
The men are at the cricket, the girls are abroad.
Oh, then ravish me, impetuous youth.
Supper's ready, miss.
Have you just come here, sir?
Pigeon pie and dumplings, oh my.
Oh, but Joe, you are asleep in the kitchen.
No, I ain't. I'm awake out here. Mistress says to come to table at once.
I'm sure he saw nothing.
He must have been fast asleep.
Yes.
We won't go home till morning. We won't go home till morning. We won't go home till morning.
Till daylight.
Home again! Welcome to the Garden of Eden, Mr. Jingle Jangle!
Brother! Mother is asleep and Mr. Tupman is resting!
Let's have another bottle!
Madam, apologize for my friends.
Winkle here, ma'am! May I have this stop?
What a shocking scene!
Gentlemen, I shall now stamp on my hat!
Dreadful, horrid spectacle. No place, delicate sex.
Oh, feelings do you credit, sir?
Addressing Miss Rachel? Alfred Jingle, allow me kiss your hand, ma'am.
Oh, a pleasure, Mr. Jingle.
Pleasure all mine, ma'am.
Next morning, I gazed blearily from my window across the fields and reflected that Manor Farm was indeed a Garden of Eden, for it contained a serpent.
Miss Wardle, forgive intrusion.
Oh, I'm only knitting a tea cozy, Mr. Jingle.
Bearer, bad news, ma'am. All discovered.
Discovered?
Kissing in the arbour. Fat boy, told your brother. Worse, Tupman only wants your money.
Oh, the wretch!
Worse, loves another. Short girl, black eyes.